This article is called Join Moomoo's Club, A Puppeteer's Videos Teach Kids How to Pray, written for us by Jeff Favre. As president of Luther Seminary, Robin Stankey has talked to plenty of dignitaries and religious leaders, but she's never met anyone quite like the small and black and white spotted cow with a large pink nose who chatted with her about her job in St. Paul, Minnesota, and then asked her to pray with him. And that friendly cow is Moomoo, and according to his catchy jingle, he might be coming to a town near you soon, as long as his buddy Matt Bethune can tag along. Moomoo's Prayer Club, a YouTube video series starring the titular bovine, is a long-planned mission come to digital life for Bethune, a veteran puppeteer who at one time worked with the Sesame Street team. The idea started forming about 5 years ago when he first got the cow puppet. Bethune saw a Canadian show, Gary's Hug Club, starring a puppet unicorn that gives hugs to people, which he found adorable, but then it occurred to him that the same concept could be used for prayer. As a children's ministry director, one constant I've noticed is that kids hate to pray, especially out loud, he said. So I was trying to think of why, and I talked to a lot of them, and the thing I heard more than anything, we're afraid we're going to do it wrong. Well, that really sat with me. Moomoo's mission is to show young people that there is no single way to pray. And last year, Bethune started pitching the idea for a series at the congregation where he was working, and the congregants liked the idea, but it just didn't have a budget for it. So I prayed about it and talked with my wife, and we decided to self-fund it. The idea grew quickly, thanks in part to Bethune's friend Dion Stepanek, an assistant to the bishop and director for evangelical mission with the La Crosse Area Synod. Bethune was one of Stepanek's parishioners at Trinity Evangelical Lutheran Church in Boulder, Colorado, where he handled videography during the COVID-19 lockdown, and he created some puppet segments for children. When Bethune told Stepanek he was coming through La Crosse to tape interviews with Moomoo, she started contacting local people as potential subjects. If I had the email return rate that I got of those for everything else, my life would be so much easier. Not only was the answer yes, but it was, when is it? I can change my schedule. And that doesn't happen for other things very often. Everyone was excited, and everyone is really nervous, too. But he made it so easy to talk. He said, I'll just chat with you. I sat and watched all of them, and it was impossible not to smile. Bethune learned what to ask through trial and error, and began with a sample video that featured his sons. He found that the two most effective subjects were discovering the different ways people serve God and how they pray. Then I ask if they want to join prayer club, and we pray for each other. I could tell from their first the few that this was the right way to go. Those are simple but deep enough concepts for us to focus on. Bethune shot 17 videos before any were shown. One of his favorite moments came when he interviewed Stankey. She mentioned that the word seminary was Latin for seedbed, and he liked the visual that created. Off the cuff, I said, that must take a lot of water. And as if we scripted it, she started to talk about the waters of baptism, he recalled. There was something about that moment. She was totally game for having this conversation with a puppet cow, and we reached this deep, lovely spot, and her answers were brilliant. Each 3 to 6 minute video begins with an opening jingle that's followed by a few questions. Then Moomoo and his new friend pray. Bethune hopes to release a new video each week, and he sees the series as the first step in a larger ministry. We have a plan for Moomoo's university segments in the middle of the week. He said we might answer some questions such as, why do we put our hands together when we pray, and does God like to be addressed in a certain way, and do we need to pray out loud for God to hear? Bethune hopes Moomoo might be able to make more in-person visits around the country, and if we can get our funding figured out, he said, the sky is the limit for what this cow can do.